E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
But God. That's all.
23 years.
That's all right. Amen.
Gene wasn't even born then. He was still, you know. Mark chapter 5. And we'll read that starting at 1. Have it say amen.
Amen.
They came over unto the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings amongst the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with feathers and chains. And the chains had been plucked asunder by him, the feathers broke in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Good God Almighty, it's terrible.
Yeah, no.
Always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus, when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran
and worshiped
him.
Good God, man.
And cried with a loud voice, saying, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus?" And that's what the evil spirit saying within him. "Thou Son of the Most High God, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." He asked him, "What is thy name?" He answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Drop down. Verse 15. And they come to Jesus, see him that was possessed with the devil, and had legions, quotation mark, sitting and clothed, and in his right mind. And they were afraid. In verse 19. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them great things the Lord had done for thee and had compassion on you. You may be seated.
Amen. Amen.
Talk a little bit about compassion. Mark, in this gospel, we thank God for Jesus Christ who woke us up early this morning. I thank the choir here.
Wonderful.
It sounds like this song in hearts, didn't
it? Yeah, this song is the
song. God told me, why don't you
come on
into this house? He will bless you.
In this house.
In this house.
In this house.
The Lord will bless you. He brought her from last Sunday to another Sunday. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. And somebody woke up but didn't know whether it's cold or hot. You know, this hospital is full of sick folks. They got some people that can't even feed themselves. Can't use the restroom by themselves. And here we sitting on these benches here thinking about all that. But it had not been for the Lord. On our side. Where would we be this morning? But running in our feet. Got some nickels in the bank account if you got some. And if you ain't got none, thank God for your health and strength. Amen. God is good,
ain't it?
Mark, John Mark, that's where we at in the book of Mark. He was a young preacher. And when they was scourging Jesus and doing all kind of things to Jesus, he took out running for his life. They run behind him, but he ran out of his clothes. That's the 14th chapter of John's book of Mark, going to read. 50th verse round about up in there. So what I'm saying is, and then also John, he didn't want the gospel at first because he went on Apostle Paul's journey in the 13th chapter of Acts, in the 13th verse. But he deserted them. And the Bible says that Paul didn't want to have nothing to do with him at first because he deserted him on that. Let me tell you something. Preaching the gospel is not no easy task. Being a preacher, a pastor, is not easy task. You have to be sincere in what you're doing, and you have to be doing it in God's way. Eugene asks me all the time, what you going to preach about? I said, I don't know. I just read, and I let God handle the rest. Because God knows who to talk to in the sermon. He might not talk to everybody. He might just be talking to one somebody. I'm talking about compassion now. That means sympathy. Sympathy. And Paul had a falling out before I get started with Barnabas. 15th chapter, 13th verse. Write it down, 39th verse. Acts, the 15th chapter, the 39th verse. Well, Barnabas wanted to take John Mark, that's his name, John Mark, that's what he and Mark, John Mark with him. But the Apostle Paul said, no, I'm not going to take him because he's not profitable for the doctrine. He left us over there when we was in Lystra. 13th chapter, Acts 13 verse. But anyway, they had some contentions. And they didn't, you know, go around talking about one another like us. We do. They had some contentions. The 15th chapter of Acts, the 39th verse, if you want to go home and read it, is in your Bible. And the Bible says they had so much contention. Paul teamed up with Silas. And Barnabas, which is an encourager, teamed up with John Mark, and they went on to preach the gospel. Amen. Amen. So here we are, and I'm just giving you the history of John Mark. He was a young man. And Mark began to talk about in his book, in his gospel, you know, you find so much happening in the gospel of Mark.
Yeah.
You find out that the devil was always at somebody.
Oh, yeah.
The devil was always at some, not only person, but trying to destroy that given the victory. You know, he always come with some gimmicks. Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah, yeah.
He always come with some wild tricks. I don't know about you, but the devil comes all kind of ways to knock on my door.
Yeah.
What about your door?
Oh, yeah.
But I send Jesus to the door. Because the Bible says, and I know what Jesus said. Jesus said in St. John 10:10, but the thief cometh not but to steal,
kill, and destroy.
Destroy. But I come.
If you have life,
that you may have life. You have
more.
Abundant. And St. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And they follow me. In other words, I know my sheep. Go on with them again in 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. The Lord know them that are
here. That's right. You know.
Let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquities.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to help you to understand that the word of God will speak to the devil when in your Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays. You got to have some word in you to fight the enemy off with you. We don't serve a fleshly evil being. We fight the spirit of evilness because Ephesians say this. For we put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Well, this world, you're right, amen. You're right.
I've got to help somebody. Yeah. You know, whatever you're fighting with, it ain't no the person, it's the evil spirit in that person.
Yeah.
Here we have. Down to nothing, God is up to something. Fourth chapter, verse 35, Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side.
The other side.
And let me tell you something, when God tells you something, he don't give you like us that all the information. He just speak in a small, still voice. That's how he spoke to me the other day, in a small, still voice. See, you got to hear what, let me tell you something. When God speaks to you, you got to be able to have an ear to listen to what he said to you.
Okay. All right. Amen.
Because he tells himself for your good.
For your good.
I'm talking about compassion now.
Okay.
Compassion means sympathy. Do you have sympathy on people?
All right.
I remember back in the olden days, they had sympathy for one another. They loved one another. They went and got coffee for one another. They went and got their back up for one another. And if somebody got a haul with everybody on the block.
Everybody.
That's called love.
That's
what the Sunday school was about, love. Do you love your brother? Am I your brother's keeper?
Yeah.
And he says, after Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side, that was a storm. And Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep. Ain't that something? Water had been got up in the ship. That couldn't have been me because I've been scared myself. I know God said don't give you the spirit of fear, but let me tell you something. We all get fear for some time or another.
No, no.
Yes.
But Jesus was on a sleep, and I heard some of the disciples said, Master, care thou that we perish?
Yes.
But they was going to the other side because Jesus already knew what he was going to do.
Oh, yeah.
See, like I say, we don't know what's down the road for us. That's why we can pray and say, Lord, if it's your will down the road, lead me and guide me in your way. Send your anointings, Father, I pray. Somebody need peace this morning.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Somebody need some peace in their home. Amen. Somebody need some peace on their job.
Yeah.
Somebody need some peace because them bosses try to fire you sometimes or threaten to fire you. And you need your job because you got to pay your bills. Am I talking to somebody? But look what it said. And they came over unto the other side. That's where all the trouble began. They already had some trouble with that storm, but But Jesus said, spoke to the storm, spoke to the wind, and they said, what manner of man is this? You see, Jesus is a person that, you know, he had prayer in his garden. And we need to have, and I said that Sunday, we need to have more prayer in this church. We need to have more prayer, sincere prayer, and you'll see them as shepherds of the people come. We need to stop, you know, bickering on us one another and come on unity in one accord and say, Lord, I plead.
Oh.
I believe.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That you'll send some people here.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're coming from, but Lord, I believe you. Mm-hmm. Because the Lord will answer your prayer. Yeah. He said it is word. Mm-hmm. If you're bound to me, and my word abide to you, then you should ask what you will, and it should be done to you. Say, John 57. And I'm going to try to ask somebody to tell you that if you ask God for something, uh-huh. and you abide in his word, he may not come when you want him to come.
Always on them.
Reverend Carter said, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately, that means quick, Ms. Amy, there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. We see people all day long losing their mind. Putting them drugs in our communities. Stores being closed down. Stores being torn down and all that kind of stuff. We see that every day. You know why? Because the devil is trying to destroy our communities. But we got to have some praying folks to let and let the devil know that I am on my knees, God, and ask you to pray for me. They say, who had his dwellings amongst the tombs. There's a lot going on here in this fifth chapter. But you see, the devil had been got hold to this young man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about you, but I just thank God that whatever he comes in my way, I know how to fight him all with the word of God. Amen. I know how to tell him that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all day, and I will dwell in the house of
the Lord.
Ain't God good? And look what happened now. Look what happened, y'all. Look what happened. In this text, it says, because I'm trying to get somewhere, that he had his dwellings amongst the tomb. In other words, he lived in a graveyard. Ain't that something? The devil that took this boy out of his family, and he's living in a graveyard. Can you imagine one of your children, one of your grandchildren that went to school, got a PhD and all that kind of stuff, but now he's living in a graveyard? Put yourself in there. Not only that, he said, look what it said, because he had been often bound, in other words, in number four, somebody has some sympathy for the man, but that he was spirit was in him, so they couldn't do nothing with him. Because it said right here in verse 4, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chain had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. In other words, they had to have some people go up in the graveyard to try to tame him, but they couldn't tame him. Some things we can't do ourselves. Some things we can't fix ourselves. We just got to pray to the Lord and say, Lord, you can handle this better than I can. I'm not going to get in your way, because if I get in the way, I'm going to
mess it up.
And I'm talking to somebody here. We'll mess up stuff. Look what it says, y'all. Drop down the fire. Always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stone. Every day, this is what this boy was doing. He was from somebody's family now. I'm pretty much sure of that. And I know the neighbors talk. You know our neighbors talk. Brother Carl, you know how to talk. Oh, yeah. Let your house come in all in a disorder. People in the neighborhood are going to be talking about you. Oh, he's supposed to be a preacher. Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, he's supposed to be a preacher. Sister Gloria, oh, she go down that church down there. Child, look at our house. Child, listen, child. You know, people talk. They may not say nothing, but they talk. And they're talking about this boy's family and him because he is out of his mind now. He needs some attention, he needs some sympathy on him. And the only person I know that could give him that is Jesus Christ. What's up? I'm living up. I don't know nobody else. I don't know nobody else when your back is against the wall. And when you can't pay your own bill, and you tend to be a, and they threaten to cut you off in a day or two. And you don't know where the money gonna come from. Oh, y'all ain't been in that situation before? Huh? I'm talking to somebody up in here. I'm talking about compassion. Jesus is compassion. Came down through 42 generations. 39 prophets. Born in a stable. And I heard they say they ain't have no room for him at the end. Mary took him and put swallowing. Do you know what swallowing was? That's rags. There's not no diapers. Ain't no pampers.
Swallowing
clothes. Jesus came like that because he came to reach the poor. Because let me tell you something. If it was rich folk, I couldn't make it up to him. You couldn't either. But I just thank God for Jesus. Because he said this word, I got cattle for 1,000 leaders. And if I was hungry, in Psalm 15, I would tell you.
Wouldn't tell you.
But I just thank God this morning for his grace and mercy.
Yeah.
I thank God this morning. I ain't been calling this day, but I've been praying for. I ain't got to call until I'm praying for. I've been praying for, and she's in the house of the Lord. Because I know prayer, I'm a righteous.
Very
right.
Come on,
Pat.
Very right.
Say, but when Jesus saw him afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Now, church, worship is different from praise. Worship is when you don't have nothing. When you got to walk to church. When you got to walk to the store. When you got to walk to catch a cab or something like that. That's worship. Lord, I thank you. For my feet, I thank you for my health and strength because somebody can't even walk this way. Somebody can't even catch a cab. I thank you, Lord. Worship you. See, it's praising and it's worship. Praise is when God bless you with some money or bless you with something. But worship is something when you don't even have it. And that's what it says right here. But when he saw Jesus afar off, He walked, he ran and worshiped him. See, the flesh was something else. But that old spirit was in him, was that demon. But he had that flesh that knowing that this is the Son of the living God. This man opened blind eyes. This man here fed the mouth. This man here is something serious. Look what happened. And cried. With a loud voice.
Yes, sir.
And said, look what the evil spirit said. What? Now notice how they address Jesus. Jesus is in the flesh, but they know who he is. They say, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? What have we got to do with you? We're not dealing with you. We know who you are. Thou art the Holy One of Israel. The one that came to set the captives free. And he came to set us all free from the bondage of sin. We all have been lost. We didn't have no way. But Jesus thought of coming down here, thought of 42 generations, to save New Jerusalem Baptist Church. To save a dying world from the sins. Because sin, let me tell you something, sin is something that gets in you and it'll cause you to, you know, mess up. And it'll cause you to separate from God.
That's what happened to you. He hates sin.
Now, I go back to Genesis.
The Bible says in Genesis 1:9, and I'm getting on there for a minute, I'm going to get off it. The Bible says God walked in the cool of the day.
Cool of the day, show it.
And said, Adam,
now God knew where he was. Yeah, but God showed God, that's up, man.
He said, Adam, where are thou? And they went here themselves and put some fig leaves on. So let them know that they have a relationship. See, you got to have a relationship with God in this kind of thing. You got a crooked president, a crooked government, all that trying to cut off this law. But if you're in favor with the law,
favor.
I'll bring you, get you some cookies and cream and milk. Favor from God will bless you when in spite of all that you get.
Well,
I do want to say something that's going on before we get out. The other day, Thursday, I was, when God went and took my crack back to get it fixed. And we took it and got it. Man, I didn't even think I'm call his name. He said a price and just that and another. Oh, I got the boys and all this. Call my wife. She said, you got the money. I had the money. I did. But when I went and got home, I started talking to the Lord. Mm. See, when you're in favor with the Lord, the Lord will talk back to you. And when I was getting dressed to go downtown, God spoke. And I went and bought the park, and the park was in it. And let me tell you something, and had to tear it down.
Thank God.
I'm going to say that again. When you're in favor with the Lord, and when the Lord is in your home and got his hand on you,
you better get first. Okay, you know, he said, touch my love,
do
my prophet no harm.
Jeremiah 3:15.
What did he say?
Jeremiah 3:14, he said, I'm married
to
the backslider.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't hear me this
morning.
That was down, say, 3:15. Touch down on earth. But Jeremiah 14 say, I'm married to the backslider. In other words, if you're the backslider, you can come back and say, Lord, save me from the pit of a burning. Lord, save me because I need you to help me. Lord, save me.
Go ahead, man.
I need you to help.
Yeah.
I can't run this race by myself. It gets harder sometimes. Sometimes my burdens get the back. I can't do it by myself. But Lord, help me.
Help me. Help me.
Help me, Lord. I need your help. And you will come. May not come when you want it. Because Psalms 35 say, weeping and do it for night.
But joy comes in the morning.
But joy comes
in the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning. Oh, yeah. In the morning. No, it's coming.
That's what they say. Yeah, I'm going down. I got to go. I'm going to say. Jesus answered him, what is thy name? Saying, my name is Legion, for we are men. That boy was full of demons, wasn't it? I don't know nobody big and bad enough to stand up to Jesus. Because one thing, he had a spirit without measure. 3:34. John 3:34. Nicodemus came to him by night, didn't he? And he said, Master, can nobody do these miracles that you're doing unless you be sent from God? That's the 3rd chapter, John. Brother Deacon Down read John 1:11. He come unto his own.
And
his own received him not. He said the word was made flesh. And it dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The only begotten of the Father. Full of grace.
Oh, yeah.
The law was given by hope. I said the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I don't know nobody can stand up to Jesus. The Bible said that he got up, Mark 1:35, but Stevenson, He got up, went before daybreak, and went out to a solitary place.